This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. I'm Gary Wilson.
And I'm Chelsea Little.
What's going on?
We were bamboozled by the management.
If in your workplace you ever feel like you're being kept in the dark, you know, if you that classic thing about being a mushroom in your workplace where they keep you in the dark and they just keep shoveling onto you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That is what happened.
Welcome to our world, people.
We did go behind the scenes at the supermarkets, though.
We really did. This was an eye-opener. Our listeners are the best. They gave us an insight to that. Mind you, because of balance, we went behind the scenes at the supermarket, but you also took us behind the scenes
at the palace, the very own Buckingham Palace, by the way.
Buckingham Palace, people. Yeah, talk about something for everyone here.
You've got an issue with heavy bedding.
That's heavy bedding, everyone. Heavy bedding. Maybe you're suffering yourself. Find out what that's all about.
I am more similar to a Kardashian than I ever previously thought.
I know. I really feel for your partner. I really do. On that front, it's...
He loves it.
Well, you say that.
Way
we'll see.
Down.
Yeah, way down. Way deep, deep, very deep, deep down.
Your local might have a 90s surprise in it.
Oh, this is fantastic. You never know what's waiting for you behind the bar.
And do you live with a rearranger?
Oh.
The struggle is real for you, isn't it, Mr. Wilson?
So, I don't know where anything in my world is. Maybe you're the same. Look, this is a place, it's a safe space where we can come together and discuss all kinds of things, including the aforementioned. So sit back, relax, turn us up. Don't forget to subscribe, like, thumbs up. What else? Ring a bell. Star us. Give us five star share.
Space could give us as much love as you possibly can because we're needy. And if we don't get it, we cry.
You don't want that. So get involved and stay listening because coming up, it's episode 104.
And it's called VIP Greggs and Birthday Like a Kardashian.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
How do you celebrate a birthday if you're a Kardashian? I mean...
Yeah, you imagine they've got most of the things they might have on the present list.
You can't really flick through the Argos catalogue for them, can you?
No, tricky.
They'll have already got everything, but Kris Jenner turned 69 the other day. Big birthday.
That's the mum, the matriarch.
That is the matriarch.
A lot of people say is responsible for
all
of their success.
Yeah, she's the brains behind it. And obviously all the girls came together. Kim couldn't because she was at a gala looking all fabulous. But the girls all came together and thought, you know what, we've got an idea. And they all wore pyjamas with Kris Jenner's face.
How multi-millionaires, if not billionaires, and the most famous people in the world celebrate.
And I love it.
Well done.
I thought it was brilliant. So I'm inspired. So I know my boyfriend won't be up this early. I thought I'm going to do that because last year for Valentine's Day, I got him a T-shirt just with my face and my name on it. And I thought that was quite understated.
Your name on it too is the real clincher
just
of
to,
that.
Just to claim the territory. But he hasn't worn it. And I thought, do you know
the territory. That's excellent. Yeah.
And he's not worn it. And
he's not worn it?
No. And I think, not outside the house anyway.
No.
And I think it's because there's not enough of me on it.
Right.
So I thought I'd take it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
So I've got him pants and socks.
No.
With my face.
No.
All over it.
No.
The whole fabric is just my face grinning at him.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Like the salmon spawning after a mighty swim upstream, or the birds flying thousands of miles over open oceans to get to their nesting grounds, or the wildebeest sweeping majestically across the plain to new pastures. The seasons turn. And bigger than all of those things, the change. From the summer duvet to the big quilt. It's happened in the Wilson house. We've gone big quilt, everybody. We've gone big quilt. Just want to put it out there. Big quilt.
Big quilt has been activated.
Big quilt protocol is go. Is go in the Wilson house. I have been sweating under for the last three nights. We made the change at the weekend. We've gone too early. I've got to admit, we've gone too early.
Oh, you think you've gone too early?
Way too early. It's too mild. Oh. I don't know what we were thinking. I think once you've committed to going up in the loft and getting it.
You have to commit to the big quilt.
You've got to go for it. Have you made the switch yet?
I hate to say it, I don't switch. I just stick to a big quilt.
Big
like
quilt
to be
all round? All year round?
I like to be snug. In the summer, you just stick a leg out and it balances it out.
No! No, because... No!
I like to be like a snug little bug.
Yeah, well, no!
If there's not enough, like, squishy duvet on top of me, if it's just like a thin sheet, I can't cope.
You need the pressure.
I need the pressure.
Have you tried one of those, you know, those beaded blanket things you can get, the weighted blanket?
I've seen this. I put it on my Christmas list every year and Santa does not oblige.
No, the trouble with those, well, I've seen people having those weighted, have you not seen these, everyone? It's a blanket with weights in it.
Yeah.
So you put it over so you feel that secure feeling without the heat.
Yeah.
But it looks to me, have you ever seen those films, like in Jurassic Park, where they hunt the smaller dinosaurs and they shoot them with a net that pins them to the ground? I feel like a velociraptor that's got out of control.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So, because it's, you know, happens overnight, you don't get what happens after the big awards bash. It's till the day after. So, we're getting those now from the MTV EMAs, where it turns out the last men standing party until they put the big lights on in the early hours of the morning. And if you've seen Celebrity Gogglebox and you know of their days in their band, the Happy Mondays, you might not be surprised to know that it was Bez and Sean Ryder. They were the last guys standing. And
if nothing can stop them.
Do you know what? They are unstoppable. If there was like an Armageddon at the end of the world, those two would be just shimmying with their maracas through the rubble of the rest of the world. That'd be excellent. They were the last man standing. And they were well looked after in the VIP area. The backstage caterer was Greggs. This is what happens when you have an award show in Manchester. How excellent is that?
That is brilliant.
You just see them all tucking into... You imagine Maya Jama. You know, she usually has one of those spaghetti string, very small clutch bags.
Just tuck a yum-yum in there. Yeah.
Perfect size for a steak bake as well, I'm thinking.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Don't panic, everyone. Don't panic. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Gary Lineker, longest running host on Match of the Day, he's leaving. Oh, no, Gary Lineker. Yeah, okay. I think it's sad. I think he's a terrific broadcaster. Seems like a top fella as well. We've got to think, though, who would be a perfect replacement?
First of all, I like that you're thinking ahead.
It's got to be someone that has appeal, someone who's got like a history on TV.
Yeah, you got to have the people's hearts.
Yeah, except people's hearts, exactly. Someone who knows a bit about football as well. And I think this fella would definitely fit the bill on all those counts.
I was also born in Maidstone, born and bred, so I'm absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, he's local. He's local here
perfect,
as well.
Even better.
So people of Kent are getting straight on board with Match of the Day because we've got a local lad who's done well.
That the Stones are in the fifth round of the Cup. It's an incredible achievement. Okay, and I can't wait to watch them in the FA Cup fifth round. Come on, you Stones.
There you go. Look, he knows about football. He's a supporter of Maidstone United, right behind them when they had that magnificent cup run. I mean, who else could we need but Sean Williamson, Kent's very own Sean Williamson. And even better, right? Obviously, his character.
Hi, everybody. It's Sean Williamson here, formerly Barry from EastEnders, formerly Barry from Ricky Gervais's Extras.
See, Barry, hardly any changes. They're going to have
only have to change one letter. Super simple.
Keep the graphic simple. And the other thing everyone's on about, Gary Lineker, richest bloke in the world. He is. He gets more money off our TV licence than anyone else. Don't panic, everyone.
And I'll be Barry in anything anyone's willing to pay me to be Barry in. I've got an answerphone message that says, hi, I'm cheap. And I'll do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new host of Match of the Day, Barry from EastEnders.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
My wife is doing, part of the family eat meat, part of the family don't, I don't. But for the part that do, she's doing a gammon in like the slow cooker, because it's nice and cheap, you just leave it going, you have to put the oven on. My hoodie that is now in the corner of the studio... I left over the chair, arm of the chair near the kitchen. And now my hoodie smells like gammon. So I've come into work fully gammon today. So just wanting to apologise. I'm vegetarian. You're vegetarian. Lucy, God bless her, is vegan. This is not the top that I'm wearing.
And you've brought in a gammon smell.
I have brought in a gammon. I swear to you that when I'm actually wearing that hoodie, there's more porking me than in your average hot dog. I think I'm actually qualifying as a foodstuff. So I just want
to. All we need to do is make you embarrassed, and then you'll be pink.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be the full on. I'll be the real deal. You can put me on your Christmas table. But so I wanted to apologise, but I also wanted to big up anyone else who's wearing clothes today
that smells like your dinner last night.
Last night's dinner, or even like me. I haven't even eaten it yet. I won't be eating it. It's still there in the cooker. It's a food yet to come. Food. If you're like a walking menu today, people smell you. Be like, oh, what's that? Oh yeah, that's tonight's tea. That is. I just want to say hello to you. You're not alone. Hello, if you're wandering around right now like an onion or a bit of garlic or whatever it might be, you're not alone.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's popping off in the group chat in Chelsea's apartment block?
I'm so glad that I'm no longer the fool of the WhatsApp group chat.
Well, that's what you think.
I'm normally
the one. You don't know about the other WhatsApp group chat that they've got going.
I'm normally the one that asks the stupid questions, but yeah. Oh, bless Kerry. I absolutely love her. She's lived in the building for 3 years now, and she's only just realised, and she put it in the chat like, oh my goodness, guys, you won't believe this. So there, we've got this little thing on the wall, and it has two buttons, and you can put a timer on the boiler to heat up the hot water so it can be more efficient, so it's not always like keeping it
hot.
Okay. She didn't realise that on this little thing on the wall that there's a flap, and you can open the flap and there's more buttons, so you can be more specific with your timer rather than just adding 2 hours off.
Oh, man.
She's only just discovered the flap.
That's like when you find out something new anytime, that's exciting. So look, you're all blasé about the flap, whereas for her,
this
excitement.
This flap is groundbreaking.
Exciting flap time. Everyone should enjoy that.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, Henry terrified the whole group chat this morning, saying someone is breaking into the building.
Oh,
and we were like, what is going on? What? Sorry. He's like, someone's banging on my window. And I was like, well, Henry, you live on the third floor, babe.
Like, it's the Lost Boys. Hello.
What do you think it was?
I'm assuming a tree isn't up that high.
No.
Assuming tapping at the window. I actually don't know what would be tapping at a third floor window.
There's a pigeon. We know we have issues with the pigeon. And he was terrified. Thought someone was breaking
hovering
in.
Hovering there, tapping his
feet. I was like, no, he's got a little ledge on his window. Third floors get ledges. We don't get that low down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I know.
You're ledgeless.
Thought we were all breaking in and it was
just
a pigeon.
Just a pigeon.
And then an absolute catastrophe. Pam has had to cancel her walking club.
Oh, no.
Because
it's
too cold.
Oh. Oh, man. Well, that's when you want to walk, to get the body moving.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. And she said, it's all right, everyone. I'm going to set up a pie club instead. Because she wants to make mince pies now.
Just when I got out, they hooked me back in with pie club. Oh, great work, everybody. What a roundup. What a place to live. What a feature. That was WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Chelsea, KMFM, Breakfast Buffet.
If you were a kid in the 90s, then you would have been thrilled and excited when you heard this music. It's a TV show called Funhouse. And it was crazy. You had a red team and you had a yellow team, and kids used to go on and used to do all kinds of exciting, semi-dangerous things for prizes and stuff. It was hosted by a guy called Pat Sharp, who had the most legendary mullet, which he was still rocking in the late 90s when everyone else had moved on. Which has come full circle now, of course, the mullet. But
yeah, the mullets are back.
He was assisted by two wonderful young ladies who were twins, blonde-haired twins. Melanie and Martina. And now, Melanie is working behind the pub in the UK's biggest Wetherspoon, which, of course, is the massive one, in Ramsgate. So if you're out for a drink in Ramsgate, you could get served by Melanie. She's one of the twins. She was, by the way, the red twin, because there was a red and yellow team who had a twin each, and she was the red twin.
So she was the red team.
She was the red team. The boss there says, to have Mel working here is superb. I used to watch Funhouse as a kid, and then I found myself interviewing her for a job here. She is a great staff member and an asset to the pub. Isn't that brilliant? So what I'm hoping is they really Funhouse the pub up.
Oh, you've got to.
You know when you do that ordering to your table, you can do a Wetherspoon.
Yeah.
gets delivered by someone in a little golf cart or in a little go-kart, just come whizzing around the corner like they used to do on Funhouse.
Oh, that'd be so good.
And when they call time, and if you don't leave when they call time, get gunged. Classic 90s.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
What's going down?
I want you to complete this sentence. So there's a 25-year-old and she stumbled across an odd way to make money. So a woman earns £10,000 a week selling what? I know, it's disgusting.
Oh, selling?
Selling.
Is it pictures of something?
No, it's not. It's not pictures.
Okay, cross my feet.
No, pictures.
Okay, selling songs. She makes songs for people. Like, they go, look, I've been with my wife 20 years. We're really having a great time. She likes pottery. Can you make her a song? And she
personalised. That's so lovely.
Katie likes pots. No?
No, there's no Katie likes pots. Sorry.
Oh, that's a shame.
Incorrect.
Does she, like, sell herself as a hype girl? Does she give people, like, positive vibes? You got this today. Don't worry, Jackie.
That's such a good idea.
You get in there. You give them all heck, girl. You get in that workplace. Mix it up a bit. You've got this. That kind of thing.
I know, but that's a brilliant idea. We should write that down.
Okay, we could.
This 25-year-old lady called Alexia earns £10,000 a week selling her sweat.
Oh, that's worse than anything, guys.
She puts it in tiny little bottles and sells it. Cheapest one's ever gone for is 150 quid.
Oh, that's horrible. How many litres a week is she knocking out?
She has, like, proper sweatsuits and everything. And, like, and then she rings a client.
No! What is this? Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. I'm turning the microphone off. Don't you worry.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Lied to by our own management.
What do you mean?
It's time to paint these people as they really are.
I'm nervous.
I'm fed up with it. Fed up with pussyfooting around. The
what
truth
have you
needs to come out. So I'm in the kitchen yesterday getting a coffee.
Yeah.
Or going to get a coffee.
Yeah.
The coffee jar had been empty, and then by the time I got there, the coffee jar was empty.
There's not a worse feeling than seeing the coffee jar empty.
Not on the breakfast show, there is not. But no, actually, there was. Because It's a gold brand of coffee, okay?
Yeah, the
gold.
Fancy kind.
Fancy gold. Oh, I'm having my gold coffee. Look at me. Yeah. Living the dream here at KMFM with my gold
flying
coffee.
Flying high.
But the jar's getting a bit empty there. Now, notice the jar, it doesn't look pristine. It doesn't look as new as a jar that would have been open and used up in a couple of days would have looked. It was quite tatty looking. I hadn't thought about it at that point. But then part of the team here saw the coffee jar empty. I went to a cupboard I didn't know existed and got out a big catering tub of coffee, which was not the gold standard
that we thought
we were enjoying. It was a cheap knockoff brand I'd never even heard of. They put that into the gold coffee jar, put the lid back on the gold coffee jar and walked off as if it was all right.
We've been drinking soil all this time.
I don't even know what it is. What is it?
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I don't know about you, but the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is have a bit of a doom scroll. I like to scroll through my phone and just, like, end up in a bit of a pit of social media. I do it at the end of the day as well. I can't help it. I get sucked into videos. Well, apparently, so does Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy has confessed that he is a doom scroller.
He's a doom scroller
he
as
loves
well.
To scroll through the socials, and he said his current, like, for you page, so, you know, when you're scrolling through and it'll serve you up videos of the things you watch the most. His is jujitsu.
Oh yeah, well, he's big into it.
He is really into that. People falling over.
Always good. I love people falling
That's
over.
The best kind of video, and my favourite because it's just so niche. Dogs skateboarding.
Oh, who doesn't love that? It's when they do two legs down and push themselves along, and they really
so
get
clever.
Some speed up. Bulldogs, especially, they're especially good.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Oh, I'm particularly excited because you've got a hack for me, and they're always rubbish. Let's be honest.
This is why I'm excited. This is not
going to
let you down. This
sucked
is holiday.
Into a hole every
holiday.
Time.
Look, listen. This is holidaying, but you don't spend a penny on hotels.
There's going to be a catch.
Well, we'll see, will we? Okay, this is from a guy, he loves a bit of travelling. His name is Luke Simmons, right?
Yeah.
And after all the lockdown and that, he just wants to get away. So he started getting away, goes all over the place, never spends a penny on hotels. Never spends a penny on hotels. This is brilliant, right? So most recently, one of the trips he went on, he went to Grindelwald in Switzerland.
Yeah.
$38.99 for a flight. Right?
And then
he had to get a bus, a couple of trains and a cable car to a mountain.
Yeah.
And he said the views were stunning. They were only there for an hour because he says, you know, once you're up the mountain, how long do you really need? And do you know what? That's a good point. That is a good point. Once you look out, you go, oh, bit of cloud, bit of blue sky, village in the distance. You're done, aren't you, really? A quick scope. Anyway, that's how he does his things. And then he saves, let's have a look here. So then he goes back. Here's how he saves money on the hotels. He comes back on the same day when he goes on these trips. So when he went to Switzerland, he just came back.
Just went for the day.
So he didn't actually need a hotel because he wasn't staying overnight. So the way that he had zero expenditure on hotel rooms is because
he doesn't stay in a hotel.
He doesn't stay in a hotel room. Right, Daily Star. Yeah, I'm going to call you out. You got me with this one.
I'm going to start making like a house point chart for every time you get sucked into a hack hole.
Seriously? Daily Star, I don't know where you live, yeah, but I'm going to find you.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
So I come home from work yesterday, go to open the back door, go through the back door. Can't open it. I could see through the glass. It's all stuff all stacked up. What's it, all this stuff? So I have to go around to the patio door and try and get in that way.
Yeah.
Which I can just about do. But again, in the room, everything's in piles. Things are upside down. The furniture's all over the place. I'm thinking, what has happened
in your house?
What has happened here? It looks like, when the spy comes back to his apartment and the other spies have gone through all the drawers.
Looking for that bit of information.
But I'm not a spy, so it can't be that. No, it's my other half rearranging the rugs. Now, the one thing about the rugs is everything else that we own is on them.
Yeah, once you've plonked a rug down, like, you've got to accept that the rug lives there now.
Yeah.
Unless you want to rearrange the entire house.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening.
That was what was happening. Everything was all over the shop. And then I'm thinking, oh, great, I have a bit of a relax after work, you know, stressful, sitting there talking and pressing buttons and that. No, not a bit of it. Oh, this rug, we have to get it out of the way. What do you mean get it out of the way? We're going to have to put it in the loft. Have you ever tried putting a big rug in a loft?
How on earth would you get that up a ladder?
No, don't even ask me. It was getting it through the hole was okay because you got a straight run up.
Yeah.
But then you've got the roof is right there.
Oh, and you've got to
get that. You can't bend
little...
it. Rugs aren't as bendy as
they
you think once they're rolled up.
You know.
It was like some deformed Aladdin up there. And it was not a whole new world on that rug. It was not magic. I was not enjoying a magic carpet ride.
You needed
ride.
A genie and three wishes.
That's what I needed. But they were fine as they were, the rugs in the combination they were.
Yeah, but she just loves to rearrange.
And we got so much to do around the house.
But rearranging was the problem.
Rearranging the rugs was not even, it wasn't even featured on the list. If the list was stretching off to the horizon, it was over the horizon. And now I spent the day rearranging rugs. Anyone else? Trapped with a rearranger.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
It's His Majesty's birthday today. Give him a quick mention there.
Hear ye, hear ye. He's
listening this morning. Here's the thing I didn't know about him as well. Obviously, he lives in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was born in Buckingham Palace as well.
Oh,
he's actually born there. So he hasn't, in some ways, he hasn't really got very far in life, has he? Think about it like that. You know, what's he achieved? He's just where he started out.
This is exactly where he began.
Here you go. Anyway, no, happy birthday to His Majesty the King. In fact, you've snooped around his house, actually, haven't you?
I have. I went to visit Buckingham Palace and had a little wander around, and I spotted a secret door
behind
a mirror.
Excellent. Yeah, the mirror.
Yeah.
Doubled up as a door.
It goes to like their living quarters and other areas of the palace. Yeah. So the palace is massive. And apparently it's so that they can sneak off when there's like arrangements or parties with officials.
And they're a bit
when they've
bored.
Had enough, they can
they've
just
asked everyone,
sneak
what
off
do
behind
you do?
The mirror.
They go through the mirror. So when the Queen wanted to leave somewhere, if she was in a big setting, like apparently she had a site where she would take, this is Her Majesty Elizabeth II, everyone I'm talking about, not Camilla. she'd pick up her handbag, which she always had with her, didn't
yeah,
she? That
she loved
sturdy
her handbag.
Looking handbag, and she'd put it on the table. And when her minions saw the handbag was on the table, they were like, "Oh, Her Majesty needs to go.
She's had enough.
Get her out through the mirror.
She wants a kebab. Get her home."
Straight over a kebab. Here in the kebab shop. All they could see was a little crown above the counter. Oh, here she comes. What does she want? Chilli sauce, Your Majesty. What if the king's got like a sign as well?
It's got to be something with his sausage fingers, hasn't it?
Do you think he gives him a little...
I think... Do you remember you used to play that game at school? You'd make the OK sign, and if you saw it, you lost the game.
We're getting the sausage OK.
The sausage OK.
His Majesty's
sausage okay
getting
the
through the mirror. Through the mirror, people.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So this lady, she ordered some after eight mints. They didn't have any on her online shop. She has come up trumps, though, because they've given her some Lindt chocolate mints, and they gave her 10 boxes of minty
so
matchmakers.
Much.
So everyone's like,
she's
you go,
up.
You're a winner. Wow, fantastic. And then lots of people wondering how the picking process works. We've got a little behind the scenes here from Anonymous, who works at a big supermarket. That's all we know.
That's all we're going to know.
I do the online shopping, and whenever there isn't something that the customer has asked for, I always, in capital letters, give them the more expensive brand and biggest if I can.
They're now, like little picking elves.
Now, I'm just thinking about this. Do you still have to pay? You have to pay the difference, do you, or do you not?
No, I think
you don't
if
pay
I think if they've swapped it in because it's an inconvenience for you. Because if
you
want a certain brand of something and
that's
then
you
haven't
want.
Got what you specified for,
so they, okay,
that's
right.
Like, well,
okay.
We're sorry, we've had to give
I
you.
I just wanted to check that because it does seem like that would be the way.
Yeah.
She said even if they've ordered the cheapest brand, I do that. Just a nice little touch. Not everyone does it. Some don't even give substitutions. But if it makes the customer happy, then why not? Exactly.
I love
exactly
this.
Anonymous. You're going to bring those punters back and back, aren't you?
They're like the little picking fairy, just spreading joy.
And someone said as well before that maybe when they got theirs 10 boxes of chocolates instead of one,
yeah,
that they knew the person, so they were doing them a little bit of a favour.
Oh, yeah, it's an inside job.
But this person says they've stopped letting us see who the customer is and what they're called, so we can't do a special thing if it's friends or family, and then they won't get in touch and try and, you know, do something a bit dodgy.
Oh, so she's just spreading the good joy for the fun of it.
That is amazing. Thank you. Behind the scenes at the supermarkets, everyone.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Sorry for talking about the rearranging thing. But, you know, I can't afford therapy, so I have to do it here. Sorry, everybody.
This is what the job's for. Sharing is caring.
Thanks, babe. Thanks.
And I don't want you to feel alone in this. Like, I know it can be a lot to live in a house with a rearranger and coming home every day and not knowing what's going on.
Are you sharing?
I'm going to share as well.
Oh, thanks, Jess.
So that you're not alone in this. Now, I am lucky because I did escape because I don't live with my mum and dad anymore. I love you, Mum, a little, by the way. She knows I love her. She knows I love her. Deep down, way down. No, I'm joking. She's the best. But she is a rearranger. She loves to rearrange. But I can't explain to you how disorientating it is to go home to your childhood bedroom that has always looked the same, always had furniture where it lives, to the bed being on the opposite side of the room.
Oh, that's going
to
throw you
facing
out.
Facing the wrong direction. They're like, I don't know what side of the bed to sleep on anymore because it's moved. So I'm like, well, where do I sleep now? Because I used to sleep on that side, but that was because I like to be close to this.
You need to be close
now,
to the door.
Yeah, now I don't know where to go. Where I was like, do I just sleep on the floor? I'm panicking. That I don't trust this bed anymore. It's moved.
Why with no one in there and you as the only user of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Why?
She just thought it looked better. She said, I walked in, I just kept looking at it and it was bugging me.
Okay.
That bed looking at me the way it was. She said she didn't like it. It just needed to move.
See, this is interesting because you're getting into the mindset of the rearranger.
Yeah.
And look, if you've got a rearranger in your life, right, what are they rearranged? Let's if you want a name and shame, go for
name
it.
Name and shame. Or maybe call yourself out. Defend yourself as a rearranger.
Yeah.
Maybe you're one.
Tell us why. Maybe we need to know the arts and depths of being a rearranger. Thank you very much for those conciliatory words, though, Chelsea.
You're welcome.
That's really helped.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Morning to Sophie in Maidstone, who's outing herself here. She said, I'm the rearranger. I move the contents of the kitchen cupboards around. It confuses everyone in the house.
Wow. Why? What's the upside of that? Everyone's... You've said it yourself. Everyone is confused. Why would you do it?
I love it. Jane in Sittingbourne's a rearranger of the dishwasher. Do you know what, though? If someone doesn't pack the dishwasher properly, you have to rearrange.
See, I just don't care. If it looks like it's going to get clean, then it's fine. That's going to go through. But I know people that are the same, that are like, no, those plates have got to be all perfectly lined up. It's like, if it's going to work, no, fine, shut the door, turn it on.
They all have their spot. That's the way it works. Linda said the cat rearranges anything on the bathroom counter.
Oh, the cat's joining in. That's nice. Okay, we got Layla who's organising something. What's going on? Are you the rearranger? Who is it? What are you rearranging?
It's me that moves it. Well, it's my husband that does it under my instruction. But I get him to move the sink around.
The sink?
To fit in with where the dock... Yeah, the sink unit, like the island. So I'll get him to move it. If it's too close to the back door, too far away from the back door, move it to one side of the kitchen to the other. We've moved it like 5 times now.
How mobile is a kitchen island? They're not very mobile things. Sinks don't move around very easy.
Where the plumbing is, and obviously it's the units and the sink unit. So, yeah, it's quite easy. Takes a few days, but, yeah, it's quite easy.
And 5 times to make room for the dog stuff?
I do what the dogs need to do. If the kitchen doesn't feel big enough, I have to get him to move it around.
Do you think you finally settled? Is it in place for good now, or might it still be subject to change?
It's pretty well situated where it is now.
Okay, let's hope so.
No, it's fine.
Moving a sink, that's taking it to a whole new level. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for sharing at Rearrangers Anonymous.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Excited about this because apparently we've got a bit of an update incoming on one of the twins who used to be, if you were a kid in the 90s, you loved Funhouse, which was an all-action quiz game for kids where they did like go-karting and got gunged and all this stuff. It was brilliant. And now one of the twins from that show, like one of the hostesses of that show, Melanie, works behind the bar in the UK's biggest Weatherspoon pub, the Royal Victoria Pavilion in Ramsgate. So I was saying, you know, we all jump in, cover ourselves in gunge, jump in a go-kart and get down there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun with prizes to be, hold on. It's going to be great. We all get down there.
I'm going to have to stunt your fun.
Like what?
Because Sarah in Canterbury's got in touch.
Yeah.
And she said, this is lovely,
but
Weatherspoons is currently closed for refurb until early December. So you're sending all these people to see Mel and it's shut.
Oh, I didn't know that, did I? I've ordered a go-kart now and a bucket of green gunge.
You'll have to hold back.
What am I going to do with that now?
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KM FM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
There's more on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, X, at KMFM Official.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.